Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Rocky lies in the street, seriously injured. On distant Astros, Paul and Ivan have released Ilma and are trying to reach the Taurus in one of the strange Astrosian vehicles. But as they hurtle through the luminous streets of the darkened city, police vehicles give chase. Suddenly, their own car loses speed. Ivan sweats over the controls to get it moving again, but no sooner do they pick up speed than a crossroads appears ahead, and they hear afresh the warning signal of an Astrosian police car.
Another police car? Ivan, look out! At the crossroads, it's moving out to block the road.
But we have to stop.
If we stop, it is the end of everything. You'll have to stop, Ivan.
No.
There's no room to get by.
To the left. Just enough, I think.
Oh, we'll never make it.
Hold on. Swing right, right again, quick.
Oh, we'll crash into the building.
Oh, we did it. We scraped through.
They're trying to ray us.
Oh, any bad damage?
I just blew a chunk out of the body. They're firing again. Oh, mighty Ike.
Missed us. Don't zigzag too hard or we'll crash.
They've started up. They're giving chase.
Never mind. Look ahead. Dark.
Oh, open country.
But how will we find the Taurus in the dark?
Oh, look back. See if we can recognize any landmarks in the city.
I'll try.
These things have a sort of a searchlight. If we can only find this switch.
Well, there's nothing in here that looks like a switch.
Try pressing some of those buttons. Any luck, Paul?
It's hard. We weren't brought this way.
The police car?
It's still hanging on. Hey, wait. There's a high tower over there with a light on it. I remember that. It was on our left, but we traveled to the right from the Taurus.
That means we must go to the left now. Ilma, what switch was that?
Something happened?
The light, it came on for a moment.
I'll press it again.
There. Oh, it's off again.
Well, press harder.
Is that better?
Yes. Now we can see. Cross country to the left.
The headlight will give our position away to the police.
Well, they must have guessed where we were heading.
What if they sent someone out to the Taurus to head us off?
That we must risk. How far are they behind, Paul?
Well, same distance. 200 or 300 yards.
There will be little time to board the Taurus.
If we ever find it.
We must find it. Keep watch, you two. The moment you see any gleam of metal in the dark, tell me. Whatever you do, don't miss it.
There, Ilma. Look. You see anything?
Where? No.
Look. To the right. No, more to the right.
No. Oh, yes, there is something. I can't be sure.
Can you swing it that way, Ivan? Give us some light.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, look. Something shining in the searchlight beam.
The hull of the Taurus.
Oh, we've found it.
How far back to the police?
Oh, about the same, Ivan.
We must move fast. I will try to stop this vehicle right alongside the airlock.
Oh, it'll be closed.
Stand ready to jump out. Set the airlock mechanism going as quick as we can.
Right.
What should I do?
You'll be ready to hop off as soon as I have.
Here is the clearing now. Only a short distance.
Oh, it sure looks mighty good to see the Taurus again.
I will swing close in. The airlock is at the far side.
What if there are Astrosians there waiting for us?
We will have to use our ray pistols. Hold tight. I'm swinging now.
No sign of anyone.
Get down to the hatch, Paul. Start down now.
Okay, Van. Pull up, Ivan. You're shooting past. Here I go.
Quick, Ilma, out with you. Don't wait for me. Run to the airlock, Paul.
Mechanism started. I just gotta wait for it to open.
Oh, here they come.
Why doesn't it open?
There it goes.
Squeeze through quickly. They'll be here in a moment.
Quick, Ilma. Ivan, come on.
Here is the police car. Start the closing mechanism quickly.
Made it. That's closed.
Oh, we're safe.
Not until we have left this place. Listen, they're hammering at the hatch. Quick, to the control deck. We must take off before they do anything to damage the ship.
Paul and Ivan race to the control deck while outside the Amazonian police of Astros turn back to their vehicle for a portable ray cannon. Meanwhile, there is tension on another spaceship. Far out in space, Rocky Starr lies on the operating table in the Streak's hospital cabin. Di bends over his unconscious form and works with swift urgency while Mitch looks anxiously on.
What do you think, Di?
I can't tell, Mitch. It took so long to cut away his spacesuit. I nearly have it free.
It's a nasty wound.
Oh, he's lost so much blood.
You want that I give him another transfusion?
Could you?
Sure, anything so long as I'm doing something. Well, I know just how you feel.
Oh, Mitch, I'm so unskilled at things like this. Oh, Mitch, just knowing that Rocky's life is in my hands, it's terrible.
But that space travel, after relying yourselves, there's no big hospital around the corner. What is it, chicken?
It's just so bad.
Well, how bad?
I don't know yet. Mitch, I can't do it.
Now, hey, steady on there, chicken. Steady on. Relax.
No, I can't.
This is Rocky. Remember our pal. You've got to do something.
But the responsibility is too much. But
the responsibility's not too great when it's to save Rocky.
But don't you realize? I might kill him. It's the risk.
Di, I'm really surprised at you. What about all the risks he's taken for us, eh? Can't you just take one for him?
It's all right for you to talk. You don't have to do it.
But that's only because I've had no training, and you have. But if you won't get busy doing a repair job on him, then just stand aside and let me try. I'll have a go, untrained or not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. I've got to pull myself together. Now, let me see. I want forceps.
Yeah.
Silver wire.
Mm-hmm.
Thin plastic for splints. You'd better watch his pulse and breathing rate.
Yeah, I'll do that. You okay, honey?
Yes. Thanks, Mitch. I feel now that if Rocky doesn't recover, it won't be my fault. Pulse, Mitch.
It's pretty weak, but steady.
Here, let me feel.
There.
Here's another transfusion.
Right. Okay. You finished?
Yes.
You've done a terrific job, chicken.
Well, I've tried. That's all you can say, Mitch. Rocky's life.
He'll be okay now.
Oh, Mitch, let's face it.
Chicken, what are you saying? He's got to be okay. What would we do if there was no Rocky? Can you imagine signing up on a space buggy with anybody else?
Oh, Mitch, we're just getting morbid.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Well, we've done all that can be done. Now it's up to us to take care of him and stick to our posts.
Yeah, it's what he'd want, isn't it? Course.
What course are we on?
Kicking grasshoppers, I don't know. I'm too worried about Rocky to even think.
Well, I'll keep an eye on this transfusion. You better go and check.
Yeah, better get an astro fixed before we get ourselves well and truly lost. Then if I can... Hey! What was that?
What's happening?
The Streak's bucking like crazy.
Rocky, he'll fall off the table.
Well, grab him.
Stop him rolling about. It'll hurt his wound.
Okay.
Mitch.
Quietening down now, honey.
Oh, thank goodness. What caused it, Mitch?
I don't know.
It was almost like a storm. I say we can't run... couldn't have run into atmosphere.
Atmosphere? Well, if we have, we might be heading for a crash. I better get going to the control deck.
Rocky, you've just got to pull through. We need you, Mitch and I. Oh... At least his pulse is stronger.
Hello, Di. Hello, Di. This is Mitch on intercom. Can you hear me? Come in.
What was it, Mitch? Atmosphere? Are we crashing?
Look, Di, there's something funny. We're in open space. There's no sign of anything to cause that ruckus. And, Di, Something else. All the clocks have stopped.
What strange force has tossed the streak about so violently? And why have the clocks stopped? And what of Rocky, still lying unconscious and very ill on the operating table? There are exciting developments ahead, so be sure you don't miss the next thrilling chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Lost in Space.